This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to get serious.
Good morning, Melbourne, Victoria, and the world. We are your Get Serial Thursdays team, and we are back for season four, and boy, are we pumped to be here. With me today, I'm of course Brendan. We have James.
Hello, good to be back.
We've got Trisha.
Good morning, guys.
And for the first time ever, we have Stephen. Welcome to the team, Stephen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, guys.
No worries at all. We will introduce Stephen properly and get to know the team all over again this season. For those of you who do remember us, we, Trisha, myself and James, were your Season 3 Thursdays team, and we thought we better come back. We've had too much fun. There's no way we could leave you on that.
Yeah, no, I'm that's definitely right. Glad to be back.
For sure. We have a huge show this morning. We're going to talk about the climate change strikes, some weird injuries. We're going to play some fantastic songs, including a bit of Meg Mac and Matchbox 20. We are also going to have an interview with Yergirl, which should be fantastic. I'm absolutely pumped to get into it. So let's get into our first song now. We've got Unwell by Matchbox 20. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin.
You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays with James, Trisha, Brendan and Stephen. And speaking of Stephen, he's joining us this morning for the first time, making his radio debut on Get Serial.
Hello, everyone.
So me and Brendan thought we might just give him a little bit of a warm welcome.
What have you done? What have you done, guys?
Nothing at all, Stephen. Nothing at all.
So, what have you done?
We're very pleased to have you on board. Can we say that for a start?
Thank you.
It's good to fill the board here, so to speak. We've got all four of us.
Brendan, he's not the only one that's glad to have Stephen on board. Our mate, our old mate, Daniel Gorringe.
Oh, you're kidding me. did you actually get him? Hold on.
Daniel Gorringe is going to give Stephen a warm welcome here on Get Serial.
Are you being serious? Daniel Gorringe, you got him?
So, whoa, before we get into this, who is Daniel Gorringe and what on earth are we talking about?
I know who Daniel Gorringe is, but that is insane, guys.
Daniel Gorringe is an ex-Gold Coast Sun and Carlton Footy Club AFL player. I only played about 30 games, been delisted twice.
Extremely obscure.
He wasn't around long.
From an outsider's perspective, I don't know what is going on here.
And he's now making a bit of a comedy sketch of himself. So we're going to see what Daniel Gorringe had to say about Stephen.
Yeah, it's going to be, let's just say it was pretty good fun. We went on to a website, which I can't name, but there is a website out there where you can get a bit of, how do I describe it? A bit of information from a bunch of different celebrities out there for a price, of course.
I think I've seen this before.
Yeah,
I think I've seen this website before. I think I know what you're talking about here.
And there's many, many different celebrities on there, but among them is the legendarily obscure Daniel Gorringe.
I think you got it.
Let's get into it. Here we go.
Stephen, welcome. Welcome to Get Serial Thursdays, one of the best community radio shows going around. Glad to have you on board. I know the team's absolutely pumped. I wish you all the best with it. I'm sure you'll fit in very, very well. And everyone out there who's listening or hasn't been listening, make sure you listen to Get Serial Thursdays. You won't want to miss it.
Wow.
They're elite. They're doing some great stuff. Get Serial Thursdays. Listen now.
Oh, wow, guys. That is insane. Literally insane.
We wanted to make it special for you.
Wow.
I hope we've done that.
I know you guys were saying earlier you had something planned, but that is top quality, guys. Thank you very much for that.
We'll show you the video later.
Oh, yes, please.
It'll certainly be up on our socials, Facebook,
Daniel
Gorringe, Instagram.
Absolute champ he is, mate. Some of the videos he posts.
He's now an ambassador
fantastic of
the show.
Yeah, he is, mate. Daniel. You better get him around sometime, honestly.
Mascot of Get Serial Thursdays, Daniel Gorringe.
My favourite part is that for a guy who rarely ever talks seriously, he is so dead serious.
Like, he is.
Totally dead serious. He knows who we are. Probably not, but he knows who we are. And he really wants to push us out there. I also like how he really makes a pitch to people who aren't listening to him.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works, but I like it. If you're listening or if you're not listening, get around us. Can we possibly hear it one more time?
Please put it back on. Yeah, I'll hear that again.
I love his at the start. He goes, Steven!
Hello. Play it, Trisha. Please play it one more time.
It's like you just snuck up on him or something, Steven.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Steven, get out.
I'm just getting from behind. That's all right.
Sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get this. Trish, come on, let's get it back.
All right. Come on, don't put her under too much pressure.
No, we're still just learning this.
Here we go, one more time. Daniel Gorringe hyping us up.
Yeah.
Steven, welcome. Welcome to Get Serial Thursdays, one of the best community radio shows going around. Glad to have you on board. I know the team's absolutely pumped. I wish you all the best with it. I'm sure you'll fit in very, very well. And everyone out there who's listening or hasn't been listening, make sure you listen to Get Serial Thursdays. You won't want to miss it. They're elite. They're doing some great stuff. Get Serial Thursdays. Listen now.
Guys, that is beautiful, guys.
I'm glad you're happy. Look, we better get into another song, but James and Trisha, I think you owe me about $6. So,
we'll buy you coffee this morning, man.
Do we want to get to know Stephen a little bit more? Or?
We'll come back after the break and have a chat about that, shall we? All right, let's get into another tune, Grandma's Hands by Meg Mack. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. That was Grandma's Hands by Meg Mack, a bit of an Aussie music icon there. She was fantastic at One Night Stand, Triple J's One Night Stand. So shout out to Meg Mack. Hopefully she's listening. Probably not. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays here on Sin with James, Trisha, Brendan, and our newest member, Stephen. Stephen, it's great to have you on board.
It is. I'm a pleasure to be here, guys. Pleasure to be here. Really
we tried to introduce you with a bit of a bang, getting Daniel Gorringe on before. If you missed that, be sure to get on our socials.
We'll certainly be posting that on our Facebook. Definitely. And it is already on our Instagram, so go check it out.
Get it out, guys. That's again, I'm just going to say, that was one of the greatest things that's ever happened.
I love how appreciative he is.
It's awesome. Yeah, you're kind of shock and awe right now.
I am, because before when you said again, you're like, oh, I've got something for you planned. I'm like, all right, let's give it a listen. And then Daniel Gorringe comes on the speakers. And I went, wow, well played. I didn't understand how you got him. And then Brendan was talking about the website. I went, fair point, makes sense. Well played.
Thank you. It's nice to be appreciated. I'm sure we will have. Well, look, that's probably going to be the high point. Let's be honest. First segment, first step. It's all downhill.
Can't
from
really
here.
Get high from here. Higher.
Well, that's it. Good I mean, Daniel
it's the benchmark. Daniel Gorringe is the benchmark.
I mean, sure, he's an obscure AFL star. I still don't really get it, but
love
look,
a bit.
If
of
you're happy, you're
I guess
happy.
You set the bar now, so we have no pressure now. It's right up there, the first show.
Absolutely. Anyway, our listeners are probably wanting to get you to know you a little bit better, Stephen. And look, sure. I'll be honest, I met you all of 21 minutes ago or something like that. So I wouldn't mind getting to know you a bit better as well. So can you tell us a bit about yourself? Right, what are you doing? Yeah. What's your age?
Yeah, so I'm 20 years old at the moment. I currently study at La Trobe with Trisha and James. So I met them through university. And,
I'm outnumbered now. RMIT student here.
Oh, you're the only one. So it's at number 3-1 here, unfortunately. But met Trisha and James at uni through one of our classes. And, I guess we got the ball rolling from there. Studied journalism. And, I'm actually on a couple of radio stations. This one, another one on a Saturday morning.
You've got another one with me.
Yeah, I'm with James as well. So
Hold on. You're going to cross-promote here. Go on, do it. What else are you on?
Vision Australia Radio, every Saturday morning, run the sports show. And James is actually on it this week with me. So we're good.
If you haven't got enough of me and Stephen, you can tune in Saturday.
Jump across to VAR Digital and 11:79 AM on your radio. So
you guys are like Eddie McGuire, just on air all the time.
Everywhere. No, but we're not. But
be on Billboard soon, mate.
I think you and I, Brendan, need to start our own other radio show.
I think we do. Yeah, look, we'll run Saturday mornings as well. Radio station to be decided, but we'll run exactly when you're running, and we're going to be better.
That's good for okay. Ooh, challenge accepted. Ooh. Challenge accepted.
Nah, and I love your work, guys. It's fantastic to see you're getting around the radio industry. But yeah,
and you're a Broadie boy, Stephen.
Well, I'm originally from that area. School wise, I like to say that I don't actually hail from Broadie, but yes, I did actually go to school in that area there, and I might as well add, it's not as bad as people think it is. So
that's what I will say, mate.
Come on, I know.
Shout out to our listeners in Broadmeadows.
Hello, everyone.
Love you guys.
Yeah, up the Broadie guys. but I hail from around that area, and that's me.
That's you.
That's me.
So that's clearly it. You have an obsession with Daniel Gorringe.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm going to rip you about this for the rest of the season now. Clearly, you must be an AFL fan of some sort then.
Definitely am, yes. Follow it. Actually, for the last few years, I've followed it quite.
Tell them who you go for.
Yeah, I'm with Trisha. I'm a Collingwood supporter. Me and her, actually, yeah, we struck up a good friendship on the first day of uni, actually, when we met one of our classes because of that. So, yeah,
sorry, guys. 50-50 with Collingwood fans. We're doomed.
I actually forgot about that. I don't think I've ever, done a sneaky, yeah, he goes for Collingwood.
But, Brendan?
Well,
how good was the prelim?
Here we go. And you know what the worst thing about it was? I went for GW was in their grand final, and they got capitulated.
We haven't been back since our grand final EV special.
That's right. We hyped it up so much. Honestly, I think our grand final EV special was better than the grand final. Yeah.
Except the entertainment.
I want to put it past you guys. It probably was. That grand final was bad.
You weren't listening to us?
No, just kidding. I was probably in bed, just having a good old snooze. So yeah, no. But
fair, like,
what
like
do you mean? My grand final of the ridiculous quiz was bad. I took it out.
Triggered.
It will be coming back. And look, just before we do go into another tune, what's your music taste? Obviously, our listeners are going to be hearing a bit of your music taste over the season. So what do you like?
I like a lot of stuff, except for heavy metal, I guess. I like the likes of, I listen to Tuple J quite a bit as well, so nice. I get a good mix of music there.
Shout out to our rival station there.
Yeah, hello. and then it's obviously commercial radio, but I'm trying to stick away from that because there's no music on there. It's all just chat, and ads. So,
as a radio show where we do a lot of chatting, I cannot agree with your perspective. But
certainly
ads suck.
ads perspective, and so a lot of, Lanx, I like Lanx a lot, but he's obviously merging with OK Moon and that kind of stuff. So all different kinds of Indian pop as well, I like, yeah.
Ooh. Well, Stephen, you weren't born when this song was made. Well, for all the dads out here, he's Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin.
You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. And guys, there's been a moving issue over the last couple of weeks especially. Those are the climate change strikes, and it's been at the forefront of the news for a very long time. Obviously, there's both a couple of sides and a lot of opinions to this kind of argument. Obviously, now with Greta Thunberg going over and with her speech and all this kind of thing, I wanted to find out what your opinions were on this topic here, because it's a fairly broad topic and it's a big one now for our time.
Yeah, look, first of all, I think it's important to note that we've almost gone through different stages here. So a couple of weeks ago, we had the massive Friday strike, which was very sort of, I mean, it did disrupt the city, but it was very peaceful and it was very huge. And, everyone was sort of following the rules, I guess. And now over this week, and I think going into next week as well, we've moved on to having the Extinction Rebellion movement doing their thing, who are being a little bit more disruptive, can we say.
Yeah, what did they do yesterday?
They were doing, I think, a moving protest, singing Staying Alive at one point, and they were also doing a protest on bikes.
I'd get along for breaking out in song in public.
They find some interesting ways to get their message across, let's
just
say.
Yeah, well,
and
I think that's what we're talking about today, is obviously it's being talked about everywhere. It's because it is such a fascinating way of trying to get a point across in such a disruptive way. Mm. I mean, having 150,000 people walking around the city, as we did have for the Schools for Climate strikes a couple of weeks ago, is one thing. But having smaller groups genuinely just attempting to disrupt is now what we have. And it's definitely polarizing. There's been some horrendous comments on TV about it was Kerri-Anne Kennelly using them protesters as speed bumps. So I certainly don't agree with that perspective. But yeah, curious to hear what you guys think about Extinction Rebellion's rather out there ways of doing things, closing down streets, all sorts of things.
It's just not effective. End of the day, it's not effective.
What makes you argue that?
Well, we're talking about climate change and the issues surrounding it in a negative way now, where I think they wanted everyone to talk about it and say that this is an issue, but no one's talking about it. Not that climate change is positive, but we're not trying to help them, make a change. We've had enough of you, please leave our city.
I think going on that as well, talking about the positivity, there are a lot of positive sides to what people are actually doing in the world to tackle climate change, but we're not actually seeing that side. Like, we're looking at, you know, in South Australia, they got there, I think it was the first fully functional solar panel farm that is nearly generating the whole state's electricity. We're not hearing about that. We're hearing about the fact that the Great Barrier Reef is being bleached. Well, we're not hearing about the good side of what people are actually trying to do to you know, combat
it. It's all negative.
It.
And that's it's all negative.
Yeah, I have to take a different approach here. The reason, look, I think it's important to acknowledge what you've done, and that is a good point. Perhaps we're not doing that enough. But it also doesn't paper over the fact that Australia's emissions are actually still growing.
Yeah, it's
so
bad.
That's the problem we have here. And look, I have to, again, disagree a bit, Tricia. I understand why people are frustrated and why they don't like Extinction Rebellion, because I get it. Their methods are annoying.
Yeah, dressed up like bees, breaking out into songs. Like, I'd get around that. I'm fun like that. I'd happily go onto Swanson Street in a bee suit, break out into a song. It's fun, but maybe not for this cause.
But maybe that's the point. I mean, we've reached a point in the world today where any news is any promotion is good promotion, right? Just look at our politicians, the ridiculous stunts, the stupid things that they will say in order to get as much attention as possible. There's a certain American president who is just on the daily saying negative, ridiculous things, causing disruption, but he's getting news generated around him, and as a result, is continuing to be somewhat successful in polls. Like,
well, it's probably those ridiculous things that got him there in the first place. Yeah. So.
Exactly. For and sure. Like it or loathe it, we have spent this entire week talking about climate change. Everywhere I go, sure, they're talking about it, as you say, in a negative context. It's probably not an ideal way, but what they have been successful
the message
doing,
is still getting out.
They're bringing it to the front of the agenda. I don't know if I agree with their methods, and I understand how annoying they are, and how there's also some irony with them blocking tram routes, which is quite an environmentally friendly way of getting around. They probably need to think that one through a bit more. But I guess from their perspective, they're getting exactly what they wanted. A small group of people are dominating the news agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about getting the message out there.
Absolutely.
And essentially, well, in our new segment later on, Strolling with Streb, he's actually going to go out into the street, and there's another strike today, I'm fairly certain, later in the show. In our block, they actually go out there and ask some questions to people. So it'll be interesting to see their opinions and their views. And mate, James is going to have a field day going out there, I reckon. He loves to have a chat with people.
Yeah, hopefully there's a lot of people around. They'll have a yarn with a couple of bees or whoever's down there.
Yeah, I think so. There is a protest, we believe, starting at 7 o'clock at the front of RMIT. So listen in for that one. Of course, Extinction Rebellion are deliberately inconsistent and misleading in where they're going to do things, so that the police can't stop them. So you could be talking to an empty street, James.
No, the other day they were supposed to start at 8:30, and the like whatever they were doing that day didn't start till 10:30. So. And that's the purpose of it. It's just
we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. It's real off the cuff kind of stuff that we haven't trialed at all. I'll be on Swanson Street. Could be bucketing down out there, and who knows?
Well, it was spitting this morning a little bit when I was at the train station waiting for the train. So hopefully it's stopped. Yeah.
Well, we'll get a weather report from you as well, James. Beautiful. We'll look forward to that. That's for sure. Might get into another tune now. What have we got coming up next, James?
We have Roses by the Chainsmokers. Shout out to my mate G, who absolutely is in love with this song. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays.
Classic tune. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. We are back for another season. We are absolutely pumped to be going around again. Like any good team, we've had our fair share of injuries over the pre-season, so to speak. We're going to have a bit of a chat about
our 1 week pre-season.
We've been in training, you know, in the studio every day,
right.
Lifting weights.
Pretty much.
No, so we thought we'd have a bit of a chat about some of the weird injuries going around. To start off with, I had a bit of a weird one last week. I play basketball each Thursday. Managed to roll my ankle, which is pretty standard in basketball. Nothing special there. But I was it was very odd after the game to discover it was blowing up like horrifically. I managed to play the game out. But I'll just show you guys now. And apologies for getting my feet out.
Oh, here we go.
In the studio.
Oh, no. Here we go.
But like, even now, a week later, whoa, you can see there's the bruising there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And then, yes, for some bizarre reason, the blood appears to have dropped down to along the side of my foot. Yeah. And so I have this long, skinny bruise.
Brendan.
Yeah. Trisha looks horrified.
Your ankle is pregnant. It is huge.
It is swelling.
This was a week ago, so it's just, she's feeling all right. She's feeling all right, but
I feel your pain because I play basketball as well. I play three nights a week, and there was a time where I had a bloke about 120 kilos and landed my foot.
Oh, yeah.
Then I rolled it 2 minutes later, and I was in a moon boot for a week, and it was blowing up just like yours was. It's the worst pain imaginable because on the side of your foot too. It's not on the top. It's like you try and walk, and you can't walk. It's just literally on the side of your foot. It's just, oh, no.
That is horrendous.
You guys have a lot of ankle injuries playing basketball. When I played basketball, I don't know what I was doing catching the ball, but so many jarred fingers.
Oh, yes.
Jarred fingers. Broken every finger in both my hands just from playing sport.
Pro tip, don't just stick your hands straight out towards the ball and let people throw it at you.
Yeah, that's it. I think I've learned that one after my last finger got broke. So.
No, I'm thinking we might have to have a one-on-one showdown at some point, Stephen. Bit of basketball.
Let's go. There's an RMIT court just outside here.
Both rate themselves really highly.
Oh, well, I'm a fairly humble person, actually. I wouldn't rate myself that high.
You play eight grades.
Want a good showdown. I reckon it'll be a good fun. We'll play for the Get Cereal Cup.
I don't know who I'd back because I think Brendan has the height. Imagine Brendan having all this energy on him, but then Stephen being more composed.
Guarantee that I'll be like the smallest guy on the court. Anyone's taller than me on the court for sure.
All right, well, we'll have to set this up at some point over the season. I look forward to it. Bit of a 100%. Showdown. But Trisha, you've had a weird injury.
Yeah, so I just thought we were talking weird injuries in general, so this one was a while ago.
Yeah.
And I used to have really sensitive wrists, so I would hurt myself really easily. And one day we went out with family for dinner. And you know you have like the little kids' rooms at the bistros and they have the arcade games. So me and my sister were playing and pretty much threw a little temper tantrum because I lost. And I've whacked my wrist on the machine. Next morning I've woken up with one of those fluid cysts in my wrist just from whacking it.
Goodness
me. They don't feel nice.
That's horrendous.
It's more the story. The injury was
I love how we have all these sport injuries and Trisha just goes full rage. Okay.
Rage one.
That's one thing. I love my sport, but I never really played it. I was always on the other side. So I'll just talk about my anger issues.
Oh, dear. I've just so many basketball injuries. I'm going to give you one more before we get into some weirder ones that actual sports stars have had. But I had a particularly odd one during a game. I think the opposition thought I was mad. I went for a shot and got whacked underneath the arm. So far, so normal. No foul call, again. So Ooh. Far, so normal for basketball. But what was weird about it is that then my entire arm went numb. I got hit not just on the funny bone, but seriously whacked on the funny bone. So I spent the next 5 to 10 minutes running around the court just shaking my arm. They thought I was soft or something weird. They didn't know what was going on.
Have you guys had any concussions?
Yes.
No. I was hoping you'd bring this up.
I had one. Yeah, I had one playing footy when I was about probably under 14. That was ages ago now.
Oh, heaps.
That was probably the only one. Oh, yeah, went in with the ball. Went head over the ball one, got some guy's shoulder in my face. So.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's the only one time I had a concussion, I think.
Well, I'm lucky not to have a concussion right now, to be honest.
Really? You're a bit susceptible.
Apologies if I laugh. So last night we went and had a bit of a kick at the footy at the parks. We brought along James's brother, and the boys were kicking massive torps and barrels and trying to catch it.
Just high balls.
Yeah, just nice and high. And it was, let's see if we can mark it with one arm because we're so cool. And we're I said to James's brother, we've got to hit him in the head. I didn't think it was actually going to happen. Next minute. I don't even know what happened, but it's whacked him in the face.
Real high ball. Lost it. It was getting dark. It was about 7:30-ish, a bit after 7:30. So you had a bit of a blue, a real dark blue sky there. So you can just see the shadow of the ball. Anyway, I've got the hand in front of me, in front of my face, trying to just guide it down so I can catch it with the one hand, and it has gone right through my hand and just copped me on the schnoz. This ball went about 40 metres high, so it was real high ball coming down, got me cracking the schnoz, but didn't flinch, just got up and continued kicking.
Oh, I could not stop laughing. I had tears running down my face. It was It's just a good way to end the day.
Oh, I can imagine. That's
well,
insane.
Look, whatever makes you happy, I guess. So I thought it was a good chance today to commemorate some of the weirdest preseason injuries that have ever happened in the AFL while we're talking about these injuries that we've all had. I love this one. Nigel Smart, 1992, former famous Crows player. They had, in the preseason, an Adelaide training camp for the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, Graham Corns used to take that.
Well, this one was next level tough. They had to walk over hot coals at an Adelaide training camp.
They have some weird
things.
Don't bring up their recent training camp.
He suffered first degree burns, but somehow managed to play 6 days later, which is pretty impressive. That's a tough guy.
Adelaide and their training camps, I've got to say.
It's a good comeback, but yeah, I agree with James. What are they doing, mate? Like, there was the bust with the Richmond theme song a few seasons ago. And
Mental and physical injury.
There are some odd things going on.
Well, hopefully they can get it all sorted out because they are my team, James. So,
Stephen.
Yes. Oh, okay. Good old
Chris. Yeah. Well, anyway, next one is Brad Ottens. I love this one. I mean, it's horrendous. But triple premiership ruckman. However, in October 2002, he impaled himself on a garden stake after falling from a tree as he attempted to put up a hammock in his backyard. Can we just take a moment to appreciate how horrendous that is?
It makes you wince every time you hear it. Like for me, I clench my fist going,
The whole studio is just cringing.
Yeah.
But did he have the garden stake up the wrong way round? I mean, how do you impale yourself like that?
I've heard this story. I can't remember how it went. I just can't. I need to listen back to it. But if you've heard him talk about it, you'll cringe even more. I remember, it's just so bad. He shouldn't be alive.
No. And it gets worse because he then comes back in 2009 and suffers tendon damage in his hand and needing stitches after making contact with the propeller of a motorboat while water skiing.
God, how many death wishes can one have?
Jesus Christ. He's literally playing
with
his life.
That's why he plays for the Cats, because his Cats have 9 lives. She's
proud of that one.
Here's one for Tricia, speaking of injuries. Boys. Zach Clark missed 8 weeks of the 2014 preseason after somehow injuring his knee while attending Falls Festival. Got to be careful down there.
Zach Clark doesn't play for Collingwood.
No, Tricia is going off to Falls. It was never made public exactly how he damaged his PCL. But one
maybe
can,
for reasons.
One can guess. I don't know. What do you reckon? Bit of a dance?
No, maybe he went crowd surfing.
Yeah, maybe it was on someone's shoulders and just fell off.
Imagine
if you could get
here.
Yeah. Exactly. If you get a 204-centimeter ruckman on your shoulders, you've done a good job.
Exactly.
Kind of impressed.
I literally thought about that as soon as I said it. Like, hold on a second, it's a ruckman.
Look, there's so many of these. I know we have to wrap it up, but I want to give you a couple more. David Spriggs, young Geelong midfielder, decided to jump from a ledge at the Lawn Pub late at night.
Solid.
Proceeded to land awkwardly on the beach, badly injure his knee, and miss the entire 2002 season. This is another brilliant one. Brent Renouf, the then Hawthorn ruckman, needed treatment to burns on his back, arms, and legs after he was knocked into a beach bonfire on the Gold Coast.
He's a premiership player. No one remembers that. Brent Renouf.
2008?
Yeah, and he's eighth game.
Yeah, in his eighth game, that's right, yeah.
Probably the worst player ever win a premiership, but...
Well, he was on fire then, and he was on fire shortly afterwards. Might get into another tune now. What have we got coming up next?
We've got Lean On Me by Illy Feet Robinson. You're listening to the Thursday team on Get Serial.
New tune. Sin. Love this one so much. Get around it.
Let's get ready to get serious.
Welcome to season 4 with your Thursday team. I'm James, and alongside me as always is Tricia and Brendan and the debutant Stephen, who we're stoked to have on board. Coming up, we have Stephen's challenge and the return of the ridiculous quiz. Can I defend my title? Let's see. We have some fresh songs from Maroon 5 and the Drax Project, but for now, here is a hot new track by Lorb. This is Feelings. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays with James, Tricia, Stephen, and Brendan.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. Something interesting that I came across yesterday that Trish sent me was an interesting little video on the back of James over here, sending me a video of an application to Big Brother. James, what is this about, mate? What is this about?
So before we get into that, can we just talk a bit about Big Brother?
Big Brother, yeah.
So Big Brother, I never watched it, but I'm told it was legendary in the early
2000s. I didn't watch it either.
That makes me feel better because I never watched it either.
Oh, wow. Aren't we useless? No, apparently it was legendary in the early 2000s, and it's rumoured to be coming back. Now, weirdly enough, it hasn't been confirmed which network will have it, but the application process has already become available. So pretty clearly it's happening, just doesn't know.
Yep.
We're not sure exactly where or when, but it should be next year. Now, James.
The one and only. He's applied. Why? Please. Explain.
I've applied yet, I have actually started an application to go on Big Brother. And I don't know what made me do it, because it might wreck my media career or it might enhance it depending on where I want to go in my life. But I'm like, you know what, YOLO, I think personality-wise,
it's Big Brother. First time I've heard YOLO since 2014.
Wow.
We'll bring it back on Big Brother. No, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like my personality would suit a show like Big Brother, and I feel like I just... Why not?
Can I just say I am 100% behind this?
Oh, yeah. I said, you know what? I agree with that. I reckon your personality would be perfect for that.
I think you would just have so much fun, and you'd be the guy who's not taking it too seriously while everyone else in the house is, you know, dead set serious. You'd just be having a laugh.
Exactly, and I think that's what life is about, and taking these opportunities. But, yeah, obviously, the talk with the fam might not go down very well. I don't know how serious I am going to be about this. I'm actually waiting for a text from my mum saying, James, what are you saying right now? Because she doesn't know.
You better hurry up and submit before you can change your mind.
Exactly right.
Yeah, well, I'm 50% of the way through. They're asking me questions like if I could have dinner with three guests, who would I pick? And just all those random ones you get.
Who would you pick out of curiosity?
Daniel Gorringe now.
Yes! Yes! Thank you.
Well, I actually don't know, but you can bring them back from the dead as well. So I'm sure there's a couple that I haven't met. And maybe my grandpa. Like, I never met my grandpa, so maybe dinner with him.
Okay, that's a serious touch. I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to help support your case. I want this to happen. I don't want your parents standing in the way. So I'd just like to remind them that Ryan Fitzgerald, Fitzy. Whipper fame, did in fact go on Big Brother, and his media career has only skyrocketed since.
It did help that he was a footy player for the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, but an obscure one, let's be honest. He did not play many games.
Chrissy Swan's a big one, obviously.
Another big one.
Look at what she's been able to do as well. So,
big fame as a radio host. Yeah, I think there's huge opportunity for you to boost your career.
Yeah, mum said, no way you're not. the text has come through. And
okay, so please get that submission done by the end of the show before she tries to shut you down. There's been some legendary names come out of it. I think you would be the perfect person for the house. Bring it on. I think we should start a campaign right here, right now.
Yeah, get around it, everyone.
James for Big Brother.
Yeah, listeners, yeah, hashtag James for Big Brother. We're going for it, guys.
Yeah.
I tried so hard to keep this a secret yesterday, and you just blurted it all over radio.
Don't tell Mum. Don't tell Mum. And
it doesn't really help the fact that you just sent me a video of him uploading.
No, like with his family, because I knew that. I was like, it's not going to happen. And like, I got to James's a little bit before he did yesterday, and we're like talking about uni, and I'm like, don't say Big Brother, don't say Big Brother, and he's just put it on radio.
Before we move on, are you going to have a nickname in the house? I mean, there's been some legendary ones. There was Hot Dogs, which is one that seems to go around a lot. He was quite famous. Are you going to have a nickname?
Well, we might stick with Streb.
Strebinos being your last name, of course.
Yeah, we've got Strolling with Streb, so those who are a bit confused, the Streb comes from the last name. That will be coming up just past the 8 o'clock hour.
No worries. Let's get into another tune now. What do we have coming up next?
Looks like we have South of the Border, Ed Sheeran featuring Camila Cabello and Cardi B. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. Absolute tune. Here we go.
You are listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin with your Season 4 team. That would be myself, Brendan. James, how you doing, James?
I'm always good, mate.
That's good to hear. Trisha?
Oh, yeah, I am doing good here.
That's good, good. And Stephen.
Top of the morning.
Hey, that's what we like. He's bringing the fire, our new New member. Speaking of our new member, you've got a new segment you've brought to the table, and I've got to say I like the sound of this one.
Yeah, an interesting little segment here. It's not fully polished, so hopefully throughout the season we get a little bit better at it.
Have you met us? Polished is not in our CV.
Just fair, back yourself up.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
99% confidence, beautiful. 1% preparation.
And if you're awesome. James, 100% confidence.
So essentially it's called Steve-O's Challenge, and every week we'll have a challenge or forfeit. I'll bring a scenario to the table, and obviously we'll be on either sides of that situation, that scenario, and every week there'll be a forfeit or like a challenge we'll have to do. So
this sounds like a classic game of dare, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Dare or dare. There's no truth here. No just dare or dare.
I'm going to go with dare.
Yeah.
Good choice.
So essentially, I think this week, it's all about the AFL trade period and things kicking off. Obviously, we saw Tim Kelly yesterday go to the West Coast Eagles, but there's one guy in particular that hasn't really found a home yet, and that is Josh Jenkins. Now, my scenario here to you guys is, does he find a home? Or does he not? From my perspective, I believe he does.
You've picked the one that's close to my heart. He is an Adelaide Crows player.
Yeah. He's going to jump ship to us.
I hope so.
I'm going to get in early and say he does find a home. If clubs are going after people like Mason Cox and Josh Jenkins isn't getting a game at another club.
But the complication is he's contracted.
If the Crows keep him, he won't be playing a game.
No, well, that's right.
Because he's a good player. So
He's had problems over the last few seasons. I'm obviously a bit closer to it. So he's been dumped out of the team a few times last season, in large part because he's
lazy.
Yeah, he doesn't have a reputation as being particularly hardworking. I mean, he's always good. Whenever they're winning by 10 goals, he kicks 5.
Yeah, he's a flat track bully.
Yeah. So that means he might go quite well in a strong team, because if they're always dominating, he's always going to be dominating.
He'll fit at Collingwood.
I worry that his contract's too big. That being said, I think even if they have to pay some of his contract, I think they'll get rid of him. So I think he goes. I'm locking in that one.
Well, I locked in that one too.
Yep, so you're locking in goes?
Shush. Yeah.
Oh, I'm
you, almost, you almost have to say that he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of have a four-way tie.
So we have... So one go...
No, that's all right. Say what you think.
Well,
then Steve-O's left with the last option.
How old is he?
29, something like that.
Okay, so retirement isn't an option.
No, not even close.
Still got a couple of years left in him.
Confirming that. He's actually 30.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he will retire. Well, obviously, but he has no choice.
We should have kept this for something.
Retiring. What do you reckon? Come on, give us a...
I reckon he goes, honestly.
Okay.
But that's boring. I'll just say he stays just for the fun of it.
Yes! Thank you. You've got one on the staying side.
Stephen, if we... whoever loses this...
No, hold on. Steve-O has to take a side here.
No. So what have we got? Both of you think he's going?
I don't think he can sit on the fence. I think he needs to take a side.
I think he goes.
You think he goes as well?
I think he goes as well.
Geez, so we're leaving Trisha out.
So if he retires now, I'm going to be very mad.
not for
his own personal sake, but for the fact that I could have won this.
So essentially, I think the one thing that came to my mind this week is the loser has to wear a onesie to the studio next week, or the losers in this case. If Josh Jenkins does not find a home or stays at the Crows, me, James, and Brendan have to wear onesies.
Brendan,
who invited Stephen into the studio?
Brendan, do you own a onesie?
I own many wonderful clothes, but I do not own a onesie. Neither Why on earth would I have a onesie? Does this mean I have to buy one?
Yeah.
Oh, please get traded, Jenkins. Please.
That's what I'm hoping he does, because I'd have to buy one myself.
And does he have to be traded by next Thursday, I think?
Yes, by the next...
Oh,
by the
hold on, hold on. Nothing gets done
traded
until
Thursday
the last
after the
minute.
Show.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll reflect on it then, I reckon.
Okay, fair enough.
If it's still up in the air, can we we'll see.
Yes.
All right. For sure. Trish, do you own a onesie?
My sister earns money, so
you're in the clear.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe she can sort but us he, all out.
He's going to retire and we're all wrong, so it's fine.
I love how no one just asked me. They just assumed that I have.
Oh, no, Aish, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So,
I have a Hawthorn onesie.
Hawthorn onesie.
I had a Collingwood one, actually. Wow. I'm not going to lie.
A Hawthorn onesie. Beautiful.
I knew you were footy mad, but that's taking it to the next level.
They're real comfy, I must say. Anyway, we'll get to another song. Beautiful. This is All This Time by the Drax Project. You're listening to the Thursday team on Sin.
You are listening to Get Cereal Thursdays on Sin. Just heard another absolute tune there. We've been running through them this morning, haven't we, James? Pretty good.
We certainly
good
have
lineup.
Fresh tracks this morning.
Speaking of, you know, getting through the good stuff, we've decided to bring something back from last season. Some of you may remember it. It's called The Ridiculous Quiz.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful segment.
It is pits two of the more competitive people I know, James and Trisha, against each other in an epic battle of knowledge. Of course, weird and wacky knowledge, but still knowledge nonetheless. We had a pretty epic season last season. It went down to the wire, I think, from memory. Who won, James? Do you want to refresh our memory?
Oh, I don't know. It was me. Oh, God. I came from the clouds.
In the grand final EV episode, no less. Won 5. What was it? 6-5, I believe. 6-5 in total.
I think Trisha was up by 3 at one point, or 2 or 3.
This story keeps getting bigger and bigger. I don't know about
next
that.
Next week will be like she was up by 4.
No, I had a good lead. And something happened.
You lost. Anyway, so for those who haven't experienced it before, it's very simple. We do pit the hosts against each other in a battle of all things weird and wacky in terms of news or movies, whatever it might be. It is a very basic quiz with a weird twist. Stephen, of course, is one of those people who may not have been involved before.
No. Today, I've heard about the Ridiculous Quiz, but I've never actually heard it. So this would be interesting to see.
So he's heard of it.
It's good to hear that its reputation precedes it, but it'd be nice to hear that you'd actually heard it. From today, you will have, because you're going to be part of it today.
Am I?
So we are going to make it a three-way competition now.
Oh, okay.
That does complicate things somewhat.
It does.
What we're going to do today, I've actually brought in a bit of a twist this week. It is rapper or crapper. Yes, that's right. I'm getting weird looks in the studio. You have to tell me whether the name I give you is the name of a rapper or the name of a toilet model.
Oh, okay.
I love this.
This is more difficult than it sounds, okay?
Yeah.
I can assure you.
What's a rapper?
Illy, Eminem, come on.
I thought you were talking about like a wrapping paper.
What?
No, rapper as in Illy, Eminem, you know, all those great musicians out there. Or a toilet model, a crapper. And for those who think I'm just being crude, Thomas Crapper, I believe, was the inventor of the toilet. So I'm keeping things very much above board here.
Fair play.
So let's get into
it. Do we want to go through rules?
Tweak on the rules this season, or at least because, of course, we do have the three of us. For this particular one, rather than yelling out your names and then trying to get in first, it's a bit different. I'll get each of you to lock in.
Okay.
Whether you think it is a rapper or a crapper, a toilet model.
Fair enough.
And then I'll give you the reveal. It'll be the first to get past three and have a, you know, you can't be tied. Have a lead of one.
Okay.
So
if we keep saying the same answers?
Then? Yeah, well, that's the thing. If we have a tie at three, it'll be a tiebreaker and you'll have to split. We'll get to that point, but I'm sure you'll differ on some of these. Are you ready to go, guys?
Ooh. Yes, let's do it.
The tension in the studio has just
defending
risen
defending
so
my
so
title,
much.
So pressure's on.
So much. All right. We'll start off with what I think is a bit of an easy one. Is Luna a rapper or a crapper?
Luna is most certainly a crapper.
All right, toilet over here.
I'm going to go crapper as well.
Ooh.
No, crapper.
Oh, all rounds. You are correct.
Yay.
On question number one, so you're all on 1 point. Well done. Luna is apparently quite a nice toilet model. Be sure to get around it online.
Fancy.
All right, next one. Yoto, spelt Y-O-T-O, all in capitals. Rapper or crapper?
That's a rapper.
Yeah.
Rapper.
Yeah.
You've all locked in rapper.
Yeah.
You're all wrong. It's a toilet. And again, a fantastic toilet model.
What?
See how convincing I made my answer sound and they all just followed.
Why did you say capitals?
A lot of rappers have capitals. So I'm like, oh yeah, bang, straight away. I'm
No. It's getting it's apparently quite a good toilet model. I recommend, again, if you're in the market for a toilet.
Do you happen to have a Yoda, whatever it's called?
I don't have a Yoto, no, but I recommend you do have a look into it. All right, for our next one, Quavo, Q-U-A-V-O, rapper or crapper?
Rapper.
Yeah, rapper.
You guys are so consistent with your answers. In this particular case, you are correct. Did you all go
with
the rapper?
Yeah,
this
one I knew.
Is it strip that down? Is it Quavo? Like at the start,
I thought he was obscure enough, but clearly not. Okay, so we're all equal on three, which means that we're going to keep going now until someone drops off, essentially. Plux, all in capitals, P-L-U-X.
Toilet.
You see, that sounds like a toilet, but I feel like it's just like a trick question. I'm gonna go with wrapper just to even it out.
Toilet, wrapper.
Oh, toilet.
Toilet. Stephen, unfortunately, you're out.
Well.
It is a toilet. Well done to you two. So now we're now down to two. Of course, at this point, I'll need you to split answers so that we do actually get an end to this.
Do we rock tired off to who gets the first answer?
No, it's just whoever gets in first. Oh, so you use your name.
So is this Trisha and James?
This is Trisha versus James. We're back like old times. Tum Tum. T-U-M space T-U-M. Rapper or crapper?
I'm scared
to answer.
You know what? I know what defeat this feels like, so Trisha.
Okay, what are you going with?
I'm
going
to go a rapper.
Okay, that leaves you with crapper. James, are you happy with that?
Crapper. I probably would have gone crapper anyway, so...
Tum Tum.
All right, Tum Tum is a rapper. Trisha takes wig one. She's back, baby. She's got...
No, it's 3-1.
Exactly. Got a fast start. Tum Tum
always,
is
always
a
an upset. There's always an upset in round one, and we've got an upset. So.
That's right. I mean, I would have loved it if Tum Tum was, in fact, a toilet model, but especially given, you know, a bit of... If the belly is very relevant. And I should also mention that had we gone further, I did have another one, which was literally called Belly. that was that a rapper.
That's a rapper.
So, keeping it interesting... Any words you'd like to say, Trisha?
I don't have my trophy here to flex because James stole that one last season.
I believe you mean legitimately won it.
This is a call out to my dad. I hope you're listening. Can you please make us a new trophy? A skirting board, whatever, I don't mind, but I need it because your daughter
Maybe
won this week.
Tires or
anyways, this feels good.
Well, we are back with Ridiculous Quiz this season. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next week, we better get into another song. What have we got coming up next, James?
We have So Much Sky by The Temper Trap. You're listening to James, Trisha, Stephen and Brendan on Sin.
You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. And guys, I've actually heard that you had a bit of an obsession with The Temper Trap. Coming back from that song.
You hear a lot of things, but do you actually listen to us?
Well, he won't have to now because he's literally in.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, look, we do have an ongoing campaign to bring The Temper Trap in for an interview. So if you're listening out there, lads, we love your music. We play it all the time. Absolutely love that.
Please open our Instagram DM message.
We're really not getting anywhere. It's quite disappointing.
Keep the faith, guys. We're going to make it happen.
Awesome. So I had a bit of a thought just... about 2 minutes ago. We're into reality TV season. There's a lot of things
like
going on at the moment. And Love Island's kicking its way off. We've got The Masked Singer. Entertainment's on its way up, guys. James, you're happy about the Love Island, I've heard. So what are your thoughts on the show?
Well, yes and no. Last season... absolutely frothed a bit of Love Island. I don't think I could miss a night. Would turn it on and just watch it in my room night after night after night. This season, chuck it on. Started Monday night. And I haven't been able to get into it at all. I just keep zoning out, being on my phone, just not keeping me interested. I don't know if it's the contestants or if it's just going to be the same thing year after year that... I'm just not feeling it this year. So maybe I'm just over the phase. So yeah, Love Island hasn't got me this year. I couldn't even tell you a contestant's name. I think there's a guy called Jared, and I just know him because it's just an odd name for a guy that's supposedly good looking.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. The point you made there, I think I've got a story that's similar to that. With Married at First Sight. Love the first season. Second season came around and I was not interested. I don't understand what it was, but that exact same thing happened to me.
I love a bit of maths.
I don't know. The first season was okay. I think after a while it just got boring. And it was just, I think when we found out it was semi-acting as well and people weren't being legit about
it. Yeah, they were going on there for a bit of
reality TV that isn't reality.
Oh, I know.
Speaking of weird reality TV, The Masked Singer has been absolutely raiding its socks off. Mm. What do you think of it, Stephen?
I think it's just an odd show. as I was saying off air, I was saying before, we don't even know if they're singing behind the masks. So we don't even know if it's actually their voice or not.
It's conspiracy theory.
It's a good one. I don't know. It's an odd concept. I can see why people like it. For me, not really. I don't.
You don't rate it?
My dad doesn't like it.
It's odd. Yeah. It's an odd show. I think it's one of those things where people are starting to run out of ideas, and they're being, okay, let's bring in some costumes and some singers. I don't know.
I get what you're saying, but it's raiding its socks.
Yeah,
people
I know
are
it is.
Embracing.
Yeah,
it.
I know it is, and I don't know. It's just I have a conflicting like side to it. I understand and I can see why people like it, but for me, I just can't get into it. I watched, I think, the pilot episode. That's not bad, but I don't know.
It's a funny concept. I don't know if they've executed it as well as they could. Don't know how they could execute it any better, but I've just contradicted it.
Burns over here. Well, I don't know. I know that a lot of people have been loving it, but I have to take the same side. I mean, the only reason that it's somewhat addictive is that for that last 10 seconds at the end.
Where you find out
who it is. And then you realise it's someone you've never heard of anyway. I think they've had one contestant so far that I knew the name of. Was that Nikki Webster? And only because here on Sin, whenever, spoiler alert, but whenever we do have something go wrong on the radio station, we have a backup tape that plays, and it plays Nikki Webster's Strawberry Kisses basically on repeat. So that's the only reason I know any of the contestants so far. I mean, I'd heard of Wendell Saylor, but I'd never actually seen him before. So when they did the reveal, I went, who's this guy?
Well, yeah. No, Adam Brand? You didn't know him?
Oh, was he recently revealed? Was he? Oh, I'm off. Okay, I
because
know of.
Because I don't watch it, but I'll listen to it as I drive in the morning to uni, whatever, and I wait for them to reveal who was underneath the mask. Sorry, and yeah, they said Adam Brand.
Well,
I don't know.
I was having
either.
A bit of a gaze of the show the other night, and in the words of my dad, he goes, "James, you know, there's nothing good on when you're watching The Masked Singer." So I don't think he gets around it at all.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Most of these people that I sing are Australian celebrities. Am I right by saying that?
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty sure.
Most of them so far.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. How does she know who these people are? I don't even know who they are.
I don't think she has known who they are.
I think that's the joke.
Yeah. They're talking about a footy player and she was laughing. Yeah. And I'm like, you do not know who these
she
is.
She hasn't
don't
known
lie.
Some of them because of how Australian they were.
Yeah,
that was the thing I originally said. It was like, how does Lindsay Lohan know half of these Australian celebrities? Like, I don't even know half of them.
It's a bit odd. And the other thing that really gets me is that not many people know this. But because of all the trying to keep everything so genuinely secret, when they do the reveal, you know how they make it feel like it's all pumped up and the crowd gets into it? The reveal is filmed without the crowd there.
Oh.
So they really just edit it to make it look like the crowd's there. Imagine being a crowd member and not seeing someone revealed.
Why would you even go?
That would be the most frustrating
thing. That's annoyed
me. Ever.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. If you watch it,
wow.
When they actually show the judges after the reveal, you'll notice that there's no one behind them.
That is a sneaky TV antic, but nothing is as sneaky as The Bachelorette, which aired last night.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, what happened here?
So,
I did see this.
Apparently, the girl's brother is a contestant in the show.
Mm. Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes. I actually watched it last night, and look, I got to rate it. I normally don't get into these shows at all. I find them very tacky. And look, to be honest, this one was no exception. One of the guys turned up with a throne in an attempt to try and woo her. Others
very 1400s,
the lengths,
but
the lengths people go to on this show, it's just beyond
quite extraordinary. But yes, her brother, the Bachelorette's brother, is in the house, is acting as a spy for her. And I think it's genius because all of these boys say some pretty stupid things when she's not around. And now they're going to be called out on it. So absolutely love it as a concept. And I'm sure, again, that show will rate very well for Channel 10. But I don't know if I'll be able to stick around for the whole season, that's for sure.
I don't think I will.
we're not just not big enough reality TV fans here, are we?
Anyway, we've got a hot new track. This is fresh off from Maroon 5. This is Memories. You're listening to James, Trisha, Brendan and Stephen on Sin. A bit of heartbreak warfare for your Thursday morning. You're listening to James, Trisha, Brendan and our debutante Stephen on Sin. And we're going to talk it a bit deep because we're going to be talking about near-death experiences.
Have you, James? This one's been sprung on me.
I have cheated death.
Oh,
before.
Here we go. Here we go.
The new Brad Oddens, mate. Here we go.
Good call. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks, mate.
It's good to have you. Fitting in just nicely this morning. Anyway, this was back in year 7. I was on city camp as you do in Year 7, a little city experience. Anyway, we've just finished dinner down in South Yarra, and we're waiting for a tram, and I'm talking with a group of friends who have made me laugh quite hard. You know, when I laugh quite hard, I start moving around, getting a bit energetic. Anyway, I've gone real close to a tram track when a tram's just been about to come. And anyway, I'm standing right there, and as the tram just whizzes past, my Year 7 teacher grabs me by the collar and pulls me centimetres from getting hit by a tram. So I want to ask you guys if you've had any similar experiences.
Wow, that's such a James story.
Yeah. I didn't almost get hit by a tram, but my sister almost drowned me. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So,
by the way, we do not condone violence on Sin or Get Cereal.
No, yeah. Once you understand the story, you'll actually feel bad. No, so she was never a confident swimmer. And one day we were away and I thought, like, jump on my shoulders, Katie, and I'll try and, like, swim you around to the deep end. Like, I was a really confident swimmer. And she's mid-deep end, panicked, and, like, I wasn't still tall enough to reach the bottom. So she's decided to save herself. She's jumped on top, and I swear this happened. Like, she's jumped on top of my head and is pushed, like, using her hands and pushing my head down to keep her above water. And so I was still too short to touch the bottom. So as she is bopping up and trying to save herself, I'm, like, under the water and... Yeah, almost.
Talk
dry.
About going for a Mark of the Year contender.
Pretty much, yeah, and it was lucky. I think, right. I still don't know the exact, like, end of the story, but I think Dad saw Katie struggling, realising then that I was not there, and a couple jumped in and, like, pulled my sister and I out of the pool.
Jeez, wow. Yeah. That's a close call.
Yeah. So was she, like, riding your shoulders?
Yeah, like, sort of, like, knees and that on my shoulders and her hands.
So you couldn't duck under and get yourself
because she was, like... No one can see me right now, but, like, she's had her hands like this and is pushing my head, interlocked and pushing my head down to keep her above.
What?
And
wow. That's a free kick right there.
That's a miracle you're alive.
Yeah, so that's my near death.
Well, I wouldn't describe it as near death, but I would describe it as a very stupid me moment, that's for sure. I was out in the Grampians, love the Grampians.
Yeah. Yes, it's very pretty.
And I signed up for the advanced abseiling course, right?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you done the beginner's course yet?
Well, this is the thing. I'd never been abseiling in my life before, but my mates were going.
That is a Brendan move right there.
Abseiling as well. And I thought, how hard can it be? You just jump off a cliff, right? So anyway, got up the top of the mountain. Turned out we were going to one of the biggest abseiling spots in the Grampians. Epic spot. Amazing. But they attached me with a harness. He basically started lowering me over the cliff. And as I'm hanging over the cliff, sort of pushed up, I don't know how to describe it. I'm pushing off the rock, sort of held there by the rope. The bloke goes, "You're all good, mate." The guy who's running it. And I said to him, "Can you just give me a quick refresher on how to do this again?" I was holding a rope, but I had no idea how to actually let it out. And so he said, "Yeah, just remember to let the rope out." And I went, "All right, bye." I survived. It was actually a lot of fun. But it was one of those moments as I'm lowering myself over, I went, "This is very, very wrong. Something's not right here."
Stephen, any from you? Putting you on the spot here.
I probably have to go back a long way. I would have been about... And the thing is, I'm surprised I remember this so well. If my parents and my brother are listening, they probably won't actually remember this. When I was about 5 or 6, we used to have all these storage tubs at home to store, like, you know, Lego and train sets and stuff like that.
So you stepped on Lego and almost died.
No. I wish that was the case. In this case, the tub itself was empty. Now... Me being my stupid self back then, I don't know what I was doing. I was just sitting in the tub. I was just sitting in there for no apparent reason. But I don't know why. My brother was about... He's 3 years younger than me, so he would have been about 2 years old at the time. He's actually come across with the lid, and he's about to close the lid on my head. He's got one lock up, and he's nearly locked me in this tub. And it's taken my I've started screaming, and my mum's come around the corner, picked him up, unlocked me out of there, that was a very close call. So if you're listening, Adrian, I remember that, mate.
You will never forget.
Never forget.
Just using you as storage there.
Yeah. Lock in the garage.
I want to be the favourite brother. Bang.
My girlfriend tells a similar story, and I can't tell it as well, but yes, I think their younger brother, they proceeded to lock in a suitcase or something similar and just tried to leave him there.
I feel free
airfare.
No, just they were playing around. They were playing games. He was quite happy to go in, zipped it up, and away they went.
Good form. Good form.
Anyway, we better get into another tune here. What have we got coming up next, James?
Do we have the new Posty song? This is Allergic. We're going to play this one. You're listening to Get Serial
Language
Thursdays.
Warning this, by language warning on this one, by the way, guys.
Thank you.
We never do.
I saved you.
That's right. Language warning. Cover your ears and anything else you don't want offended. Enjoy.
Let's get ready to get serial.
Welcome back to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. My name is Stephen Zoyes, along with James Trebinos, Brendan Backman, and Trisha Mifsud. We've got a great hour coming up, guys. We've got an interview with Jurgil, Strolling with Streb, and Trisha on Sport. So stick around, guys.
Gotta stick around for this one. Very excited to talk to Jurgil. That'll be in about 15 minutes' time, or maybe a touch under, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah, also, I'm going to brave the weather of Swanson Street.
That's the way, yeah.
Do we know what it's like out there yet?
There's
raining protesters at the moment, but we'll talk about that a bit later on.
Before we get to that, let's have another song. This is a little bit of Evermore on the tunes today. This is Lights Surrounding You. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin.
You are listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha, Brendan, and Stephen. Your season 4 team kicking off season 4 with an absolute bang. Our first episode here. And to keep the party rolling, so to speak, we are absolutely blessed to be talking with Jurgil. She's on the line at the moment. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jurgil.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's amazing to have a chat. For those who aren't aware, 19-year-old Jurgil is a songwriter, vocalist, and producer making dreamy pop beats in her bedroom. Growing up in the rural Victorian town of Bendigo, Jurgil describes the moments of her life as a rebellious teen and explores the power emotions have over hormonal adolescence through confronting raw and honest lyrics. Look, you've got a brand new EP out now, Love By. It's fantastic. So great to have a chat this morning. Can you start off by telling us a little bit more about yourself as a musician and what attracted you to making music?
Well, I think I grew up around my dad singing. So I've always been singing around the house and stuff. And I think, like, as a kid, I was always just, like, making up songs as I was singing. And I think I got really excited when I found out that, like, through producing you could make your own songs, so then I kind of strived to like find programs where I could do that, and then I got a little better at it.
Well, you certainly have. I mean, your music is it's got you many different places, including you've signed on Future Classic, I noticed, which is a pretty big deal. They look after some huge musicians, including Flume. So how did that come about, and what is it like to be on such a big label?
Well, I think what happened was, I don't really fully remember because it was quite a while ago, but I think they either found me from SoundCloud or Triple J Unearthed, and I think they just emailed me. So then we were just talking over email, but yeah, it's so awesome being with them. They're really great and they're just all super nice, and I just love working with them. I love them.
That's fantastic.
Now, you come from the beautiful part of the world down in Bendigo. What was it like growing up there and making music in a rural town?
Well, I really love that I grew up in Bendigo. I think it kind of gave me the opportunity to, like, stand out, kind of, because I feel like I'm so invisible in Melbourne, and in Bendigo, like, I was kind of, you know, unique and stuff, and it made me feel special, and I feel like it just... Yeah, it was really good growing up in Bendigo, but it was really chill, and I was special there, so I miss it.
So, obviously, being in a smaller town, there's not necessarily as many opportunities for gigs, but how did you go about getting yourself known? What was the process for you?
Well, I feel like even to this day, I don't really prioritise gigs as much as I prioritise making music and getting music out there. And I think I just put my music on SoundCloud and Triple J Unearthed, and I don't even know if I was necessarily striving to be seen. I think I just did it for fun and was like, well, you never know, like, may as well. And then it just kind of happened.
Well, it's worked out all right for you.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how you came about with your name, Yougirl. What was the process in thinking about that name, and what is the significance behind it?
Well, my name actually started off as Fay-OK, I'm pretty sure, but then my first ever song that I wrote, well, first ever song I put on SoundCloud was called Bleed, and in the chorus it says, I'll be your girl, and then I was kind of like, actually, that's fire, I'm your girl now.
That's the way.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's interesting how a lot of musicians have a unique process for coming up with
that's
names,
right.
And you need one that sticks in the mind, right? So I think you've done that really well.
Thank you.
Now, let's move on to your new music. You've obviously got the EP coming out, Love Bite. So some of our listeners may not have heard your music before. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about that EP and the process of making it?
Yeah, well, I think the EP for me was kind of just like a resume, like, because half of the songs people already knew, and I think, yeah, I just wanted the EP to have a little bit of everything and be a great way to introduce myself, so then there'll be no surprises down the line, and yeah, just I just wanted to show off every part of your girl in the EP, basically.
Well, you've certainly done that. Some of the names that have given you some praise I'm seeing here include Declan Byrne on Triple J, said that your music would hold up as a beach house side project or a creation by the weird genius mind of Grimes. You've also got Paper Magazine saying that nobody compares to your girl. So it's certainly some high praise there. I'm sure our listeners are very keen to hear some of your music live after, you know, hearing about you today. So when can they next see you in Melbourne?
Well, I'm doing my first ever headline shows in November.
Exciting.
And the first show is the 1st of November, and that'll be in Sydney at Boogie Mountain. And then the second show will be the 15th of November at Bagasso. And, yeah, you can find the link to tickets in my Instagram bio.
Fantastic. Yeah, and look, the Gasometer is an awesome venue, so you've definitely done well lining that up. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic sound in there. Have you anything particularly special you throw in during your live performances that you want to throw out there for our listeners?
Well, I do play with my twin sister now. She is kind of like my DJ sorta, because she controls my vocals and my laptop, so she's awesome.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. James can relate a little bit here, actually.
Yeah, I'm a triplet, so I know what it's like being multiple. You have that special bond.
Whoa. Yeah, we do. We're like best friends.
Yeah, that's good. Only multiples can understand and relate.
Yeah, I can't relate. But I'm curious: is there friendly competition there, or is it all just good friendship and good vibes?
Well, no competition. I feel like I just like to assert myself as the boss, pretty much.
I got a question. I talk a lot about twins and triplets taking the place of the other siblings at events. Have you ever done that for your sister, or has she done it for you?
I mean, once I did it in high school so that I could get a lolly banana from her Indonesian teacher, but that's about it.
Everyone has a little story. That's unique.
That certainly counts. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the line today, Yo Girl. Fantastic to have a chat. Before we let you go, we are going to play your track, Girls Like Me. Is there anything you'd like to say about this tune before we give it a good spin?
Well, this tune is about a ex who dates the same kind of girls, and all I have to say is that he ain't never going to find another girl like me.
I love it.
Pun intended.
Absolutely love it. Thanks you so much for your time today, Yo Girl. It's been fantastic to chat.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha, Brendan and Stephen. This is Girls Like Me by Your Girl. Enjoy, guys.
That was Fado by Milky Chance, the new one that came out about 5 or 6 days ago. So you're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin with Stephen Zoyce, Trisha Mipsed, James Chabinos and Brendan Backman.
Yes, although there's a bit of a twist here.
Yes.
We are in absolute mystery zone here. You may notice that there's a couple of voices missing. That is because James and Trisha have left the studio.
Disappeared on us.
Left us with strict instructions to follow, and so I will do so. But I've otherwise left us in a real
pickle.
I guess a mystery here. Yeah. I don't know what is going on. They've just walked out. So look, let's follow their instructions. First of all, I have under instructions to play a piece of audio here. So let's see how this goes.
We're strolling with Streb. Strolling.
Goodness
strolling,
me.
Strolling, strolling, strolling. With your Thursday team on Swanson Street.
Well, we've gone from having a fantastic musician in Your Girl to I don't know if I just.
I don't know. I just got to call.
it's a noise.
Yeah. It definitely gets stuck in your head.
But I still don't understand exactly what it means. Luckily, we have Trisha and James on the phone, I believe, now. From somewhere, I assume, judging by the intro, somewhere out on Swanston Street. James, can you hear us?
Guys, I'm out here.
Hello.
I'm on Swanston Street. Everyone's looking at me very weirdly as I'm yelling into my microphone. Yes, we are on live radio, the public. There is no Extinction Rebellion. No one. Everyone's just gone about their day, walking past us.
So let's take a step back here for a second. We were told this morning that there would be a protest outside the front of RMIT, and so you decided you were going to go live report from it. But no sign.
No sign of any rebellion or any protest in the city as such. It is about to piss down, so I think it scared everyone away.
You say no signs of rebellion. Surely someone out there has, I don't know, they're a teenager getting an angsty tattoo or something. There's got to be some form of rebellion out there.
Yeah.
No, as we speak, there is just one person walking past. There's no one around me. I'll try and get someone for you to interview, but there's absolutely no one. Everyone's got their headphones in. Everyone's going about their day. It's very windy. It's very cold. I got the jacket on. The good old the fleece, and I don't know, nothing's happening.
Well, this is working.
It's very cloudy, very cold.
This is working great for you, James, mate. This is a great start.
Yes. Your report is that nothing's happening. Can you tell us a bit more about the idea for this segment first? Because we're a bit in the dark. What inspired you to go strolling down the street?
I mean, it gets serial season 4 now, so the weather's meant to pick up. So normally in the morning, I like to go for a bit of a morning walk. And the weather's normally good. Today, it is like it's July. So it's not doing me any favours. I just like to enjoy a bit of fresh air. I don't want to be stuck in the studio for about 3 hours.
Yeah, that's fair
so
enough.
So this is really just also you can get a good exercise regime in.
Oh, pretty much. The only thing is I want to go have a chat with the public of Melbourne. They are giving me boo-na-nas.
I love that reference to BT there.
Yeah,
I love it.
BT is a bit of an inspiration, I'm told. Is that right?
Yeah, well, he does Roaming Brian, but I reckon strolling with Streb just takes the cake.
Yes, I know. I agree with you, mate. We can make this something only if someone would actually want to talk to you. You've got to get out there, mate. You've got to get out there and find someone.
Yeah, I'll get someone.
All right, buddy.
I'm on live radio, no swearing, but did you find anything about the protest today in the city?
No, I haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen anything about the protest in the city today?
No.
We're out and about and we can't find anyone doing a protest. So keep us noted.
Keep us noted.
You heard about it? Yeah, old mate said he's heard about a protest. You heard about a protest?
Heard about it?
Yes, heard about it? Yeah, so
our chauffeur.
Yeah, so they're going to be at a protest, but we can't see nothing. We're seeing donuts. to you guys.
Well, that's some high quality content right there.
This is just taking another turn.
I think, look, it'd be great, James, if you could get some honest opinions of what people think of the Extinction Rebellion so far and what the disruption it's caused in the city. If you
chase that fella, chase him down.
If you can find anybody, chase anyone down. We'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to find people, but everyone's just getting about their days. They've got their headphones in, looking down, looking everywhere. Just looking at me like, what the hell is this guy doing? You should have seen, I talked to the first kid and their parents just looked at me like, what are you guys doing? I've got death stares from every angle.
This is so you, though, James. If anyone can pull this off, if anyone can find us live interviews, it'd have to be you.
I wouldn't bother.
I'm trying to find someone that doesn't have AirPods in.
That's all right.
It's a very hard game to play in this. I think 2019 is the year of the AirPods.
My finger is hanging over the dump button, just in case anyone does decide to swear. So get in there, get us some interesting perspectives. I'm just disappointed that the protest hasn't gone ahead.
Hello.
It was meant to be right in front of us here.
Right in front of us. It'll be an easy access, straight outside the building, plenty of opinions.
And it's so topical, too.
Yeah, exactly right. In the middle of the climate change strikes and the situation. That would have been great, but...
they've let us down.
They have poor form on their part. obviously...
I must say, the trams are running, guys. The trams... are absolutely in full flight, so there won't be anyone getting in the way of them. I tried to get away of a tram once, and I just spoke about it. It almost resulted in my life.
Yeah,
so
that wasn't a protest. That was just
today, guys.
That was just your stupidity. That wasn't a protest. a PSA, by the way, public service announcement. Because of all the Extinction Rebellion stuff, the protest by the tram drivers that was scheduled from 10 until 2 today, that's actually been cancelled. So trams will be running all day as normal, except where Extinction Rebellion disrupts them.
Yeah, well, whether they decide to turn up and go, because we have no clue what time and where they're going to be. Well, they might not even show up at the RMIT building anymore. They might go somewhere else.
They were here at 7 a.m. I saw on social media. But they're making it difficult. We want to help get them, you know, some promotion for better or worse, and they're not really helping us out at all. Any sign, James?
No, there's absolutely nothing. As I said a thousand times, people give me donuts, going past like their normal day. Everyone's got their headphones in. It must be a musical kind of day. There's no one that's very approachable here. I'm looking for someone that looks a little bit vulnerable, someone that looks a little bit like they know that what's going on, and there's absolutely nothing.
Can I just say, look, if you are feeling vulnerable, feel free to ignore Chase.
Actually, I might get one, guys. Walking up the stairs, I've just got a keen eye on him. He's coming up slowly.
All right, we'll get old, mate.
Hey, buddy. We're on live radio right now, so no swearing, but have you heard anything about the Extinction Rebellion today? Couldn't care? No, that's how they normally go about it. He has just walked past me, told me to pretty much get stuffed, which is pretty normal when you're out of the street looking like a donut and telling people you're on radio. They kind of believe you.
They probably don't believe you, yeah. I think if I walked past you, I wouldn't believe you either.
No,
if I was just a random person, I'd walk right away.
I'm sitting behind the desk putting this to air right now, and I don't believe it's happening. It's so ridiculous.
Well, there's live video evidence, and you can check it on the Facebook page after. I'm going to say farewells from here. It's good to be on Swanson Street. It's a bit cold, but I'll be back in the studio with you guys shortly.
No worries. That was Strolling with Streb. Before we finish, we'll give the outro a quick play. But thank you so much for joining us from the streets, James.
No worries. I'm heading my way back up now.
And just saying, if this jingle doesn't stay in your head for the rest of the day, I don't know what's up.
What's wrong with it?
It's already in my head, and I can't get it out.
It's quite a jingle, that's for sure, showing off James's musical talents. It'll be interesting to see if the segment continues on.
Yeah.
It's certainly a pretty random one. Look, be sure to hit us up on the socials and let us know what you think about James Strebanos rolling through the city and randomly harassing people. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Here is the outro. What a tune.
A tune.
Strolling with Streb. Strolling, 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 strolling with your Thursday team on Swanson Street.
What a vibe.
It's unsuccessful, but we got through the first segment of that. The first show and the first Strolling with Streb is done and dusted. Didn't work out as planned, but...
I think... But isn't that the point of it, is that it's going to be very off the cuff?
Yes.
I think it went pretty well.
We just spent a segment saying don't protest because it's getting in our way, and now that they're not protesting, we're mad at them.
Yeah. You cannot win. Let's get into an absolute tune here. We've got New Sky by Rufus Du Sol. Enjoy.
That was New Sky by Rufus Du Sol, another one of our favourite artist, DJ in the studio.
We were moving along in the studio.
It's a mood, that song. And Rufus Du Sol is absolute. Love their music.
It was a bit of a bop to put us back in a good mood after our dismal Melbourneian performances, but that's okay.
No, that was a great segment. Make sure you get around the podcast if you did miss it. Strolling with Streb when James takes a wander down the street was quite an experience, I can say, from the comfort of the studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trisha, take it away. What do we got?
Well, you all thought that now I'm behind this panel that Trisha and Sport was going to get a little bit of a flick, but I am here to tell you, she's back, baby.
Yes.
It ain't going anywhere, and it might not be the last segment every week, but I have to save it best to last to keep everyone in suspense. No, I love it. We love it, and we have Stephen in as well, who loves a bit of sport.
Love myself some sport.
So I think it needed to stay.
But does it have a sick intro?
It was getting work. It's actually in the process.
It's in the works? I look forward to that next week.
We realised the time last night and said bedtime, and Strolling with Streb was made instead. But that's okay.
Fair enough. That is a tune.
It is a great tune. You're grooving along to it? Because I couldn't hear it on the phone.
No.
Trust me, it's in the brain. It'll be in there for the rest of
the day.
I think
it was played a couple of times by the looks of things.
It was, yep.
We need more like an intro video for it too.
Yeah, well, that's a good way of doing it on a visual medium like radio.
Hello.
Anyway.
I mean for the social.
What did you want to have a chat about today, Trisha? What's happening in sport?
Well, the months of October through till mid-March become very sad times in my life because I don't have football to watch anymore. But in the month of October, I am treated, I guess it's been in November, depends, I don't know. I am treated to trade period. And it's been a bit, at the moment. We haven't had many trades happening. One of the ones that was in the talk for a long time, not even just this season, but last season, was Tim Kelly. He has finally ventured back home. He's at West Coast now. It was quite a bit of a tug of war, I guess, of what Geelong were going to get in return because they knew that he was worth quite a bit. In the end, they got three fairly decent, I'd say, picks for the draft. And Tim Kelly is back at home with his family and at West Coast, which was his preferred Western Australian club.
Yeah.
I mean, good on him. But
I sense a butt coming.
But
here we go.
When you have boys like my man, Jamie Elliott, who refused to take a higher offer, who refused to take a higher contract to stay at a club who has put so much work, especially into his rehab for both his back and his hamstring. He's like, nah, don't want that money. He stayed at the club, you know, loyal to the fans, loyal to like what they've done. Look, I guess Tim Kelly had his reasonings, and I'm not taking that away from him, but when your club is doing so well and you're part of that success, why leave?
Well, there's been a statement from Tim Kelly yesterday. Ooh. And pretty fair reason.
He said,
two of my three boys are autistic. As you can imagine, managing that on the other side of the country with no family support, it's pretty tough. Having family around me means there's less pressure on me and my family. And that was Tim Kelly on his family.
Wow. I didn't know that.
He was talking the fact about how two of the figures have to actually have speech therapy. So without that support around from family and friends, it does take its toll. It really does. I can understand.
I had no idea of this context.
Yeah, and huge. Obviously we saw him trying to get out of there last year as well when he couldn't do that. But looking back on it now, I think if you understand the reasoning behind it, it's a fair call to make.
I think his is an exception case.
Yeah, like,
possibly. I knew there was family involved, but I didn't realise to that degree, and I kind of feel bad for throwing shade on him. But
look, but what you say still applies, though. The Eddie Betts case at the moment is one that's driving me nuts. I mean, I get all the romance about him going back to Carlton, but why would he leave the Crows?
That's touchy for you. I clicked then.
Yeah.
I mean, the question I pose is, and the question has been hanging around quite a social media a lot, is why, with Carlton having such an up-and-coming list now, why would they invest in a veteran that's nearly on his way out, not getting as many games?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, young side needs to build.
Exactly.
And I think
will it potentially be a hindrance to that growth, especially with Teague at the reins?
Well, you talk about mature bodies kind of being the mentors for the younger players, and Eddie could certainly be one of them, especially to the Indigenous youngsters they have in the side. But other than that, wouldn't benefit Carlton any more than two seasons there. They've got a young list. Don't give up draft picks that can be used on development.
Exactly. Right.
And you're bringing in a 31-year-old.
Especially if you're getting Tom Papley as well. And he's obviously nominated to Carlton as his club.
Yeah.
I'll disagree. I think Eddie Betts is a great get.
Yeah.
Because you look at the Luke Hodge situation. He was also on his last legs. Yeah, you are thinking the same thing,
that's
Trish.
Exactly,
but there's different types. He was the best captain of the era, pretty much. You had the Vosses of that generation, then Hodgie was the captain.
But for
captain.
Carlton, Eddie Betts was one of their greats. Like,
but
they
he's not
might,
a leader.
Yeah, but they might need that sort of leadership if they know that
he
knows the club.
I don't know if he brings that leadership.
But
maybe to the indigenous guys.
You never know.
He's not a Hodgie.
He knows the club, though.
No. He is the reason. I think people underrate him. Sure, he can't kick 30 metres anymore. He's getting towards the end of his career. There's no denying that. But what he brings in terms of leadership. So for two players have gone to Brisbane now, particularly Charlie Cameron. He nurtured him, took him under his wing. They lived together. It really helped mentor him. And now look at what he's become.
Yeah.
He's become one of the best, absolute best small forwards in the game.
Not the best at the moment.
Yeah, after Eddie Betts himself was one for many years. So I rate it. Even what I would be thinking is that they probably want to get him for dirt cheap.
You talk about Charlie Cameron living with Hodgie and then becoming one of the best.
Sorry, living with Eddie Betts.
Charlie Cameron was living with Eddie?
Yes.
When he was playing in LA.
Yes, just confusion there. When he was living at the Crows, yes, when he was learning his craft, yeah, he and Eddie were super close.
Yeah. I think another story coming out of that as well is the fact that LA are looking like they're losing a lot of players. Hugh Greenwood looks like going to the Gold Coast, Campbell Shulman to the Lions.
Don't make me cry, guys.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to have a team to play next year?
I actually saw a meme on this yesterday. Adelaide's team list, Tex Walker and Rory Sloane, and that was it. That was a photo of them. So we
might get Brody Grundy, you never know.
That's a conversation off air. Because I have some opinions.
If you don't hear
from
me again, you know what's happened. I've been killed by Colin.
First of all,
fans.
Don't offer anyone a 7-year contract. No one is worth a 7-year contract.
7-year contract? Is that what they're talking
about?
Yeah.
No one is worth
a 7-year contract. How many did Buddy get at Sydney?
Name me a ruckman that has been consistent for 7 years.
That's absolutely insane. Mind you, he is an exceptional case.
If you want more sport, though, listen to the sports desk there on tomorrow, just after Get Serial. So
we're not on it, but that's a taste of what you will get.
Yeah. I think we could easily talk about the trade period all day. It is so
We could be trade
so.
Radio.
Yeah, wow.
NFL trade radio.
Is there anything after this?
Trade radio.
Just go on
Get
with trade
Serial
radio. Nah, that's it. We'll get into another tune now, though. I'm sure we'll revisit this next week, especially as there is Steve-O's challenge on the line.
That's
no
the
less,
way.
And especially because Trisha on Sport ain't going anywhere.
All right, this is I Live by One Republic. Enjoy. You're listening to Get Serial Thursdays on Sin. That was I Lived by One Republic, an absolute tune, and it was amazing to see them on Tuesday. Totally, not bragging here or anything, but they were amazing. Amazing show at the Forum, and they're going to be back at some point next year, they said, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, you seem to enjoy that one, Brendan, but that is our first episode done and dusted. Steve-O, thanks for a fire debut. We can't wait
thanks
to have you back.
Thanks very much, guys. I'm looking forward to
the
rest of the season now. This is I'm keen to keep going. I love it. This is great.
I can't believe we're already through an episode.
Yeah,
I know. Just
like that.
It went pretty quickly, actually.
Only a couple more to go for us. Anyway, make sure to join us next week for more of the ridiculous quiz, Trisha on Sport, and the most anticipated segment at the moment, Strolling with Strolling.
I think we need to plug Steve-O.
I reckon we need a
segment
Steve-O
as well.
Challenge,
then,
yeah.
We've all got our own.
It needs a bit of a touch up, though. I've got to admit, it needs a bit of a touch up.
It was a bit of trial and error.
Yeah,
it's
trial
new.
And error.
It'll all be worth it when I see someone wearing that onesie next week. We might even put up a thing on the social. We should have a vote for who thinks the most anticipated segment is.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our playlist. If there's anything you liked, be sure to check out our Facebook page with the playlist posted just shortly after the show. If there's anything you missed or you want to catch up, you can also listen to the podcast, which will also be posted pretty shortly. Until next week, we say goodbye. You've listened to Get Serial Thursdays with James, Trisha, Stephen, and Brendan.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Adios.
Sin acknowledges and pays respects to the owners of the land, the House of Sin, and the Studio Stands, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sin also acknowledges and pays respects to the elders and traditional owners of the land our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.